Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye. Hello. Ooh, that's loud. Loud to me, probably not so loud to you guys. Let's turn it down a little bit. Gorgeous. No one likes Gengar. Actually, I love Gengar. But I won't be getting one in this challenge. You have to trade to get a Gengar from the old ones. Damn trading functions. So, welcome back. Now, I had unfortunately had a little issue with my save file, and all the stuff I did in the last episode, I had to do again. So I thought I wouldn't bore you with doing that all over again. And I thought I'd just get on with it myself. So here I am. I've now gone through. I've gone through Viridian Forest and come back to the Poké Center and healed up all my guys. I'm pretty sure they're all at the same level. Zach, Pokeface and Colin, 7, 9 and 5. But considering I faced a level 9 Weedle, damn it, it's too loud for me. Blaring in my ears. Considering I had to face a level 9 Weedle at the end of Viridian Forest, I'm actually going to go back. Should I go back? But my friend Jake explained to me that there's actually a trainer battle that I've missed if I go down Route 22 towards the Indigo Plateau, Victory Road. You're a trainer, right? Brock's looking for new challenges. Follow me. Oh, he's not going to let me go. See, I was trying to wander down there, guys. It's cool music. So what I did there was I was trying to walk down into Route 3, hoping I would catch an extra Pokemon. Because I've only got a team of 3 at the moment. But apparently I can't do that until I've done Brock's Gym. As a little guy just picked me up and made me walk all the way back to Brock's Gym. So I'm going to go into the Pokemon. I'm going to grab me couple of extra antidotes. But that guy was going to talk to me then. Screw you. Hi there. May I help you? Yes, fine. I've only got 295 quid. Well, I can afford 2 antidotes. Cool. Yeah, 200 pounds, yeah. So I'm going to... Basically, I'm going to walk... Get out of here. I'm going to walk back to Route 22 to have my extra trainer fight with Rich. Yeah, my extra rival battle with Rich. And then I'll come back and hopefully my 3 little dudes will be strong enough. Take on Brock. Oh, I'm really disappointed I can't catch an extra thing. Wild Caterpie appeared. Level 3! Go Zach, level 5. Right, tackle! Zach uses tackle. Catsby goes, nothing. Yia tried to use string shot, but it failed. Zach uses tackle again, and it goes down to half health. He uses string shot, this time it has an effect, so I'm going to go. Zach's going to slow down. His speed has fallen. And he has to use his string shot again. He's determined to make me the slowest Caterpie on Earth. Man. I've got to be careful, because I can't. So Zach killed it. Fainted. 22 experience points. Without taking any damage. I'm going to go back to the Pokemon. Oh, this is a terrible grinding thing. Right, okay, I'll go to the Pokeball once. Okay, just to get my PP back for Zach. Heal your Pokemon back. Okay, I'm going to heal your Pokemon. Thank you, the Pokemon are fighting fit. Screw you. Here we go. And if only there was a run feature. So yeah, I'm going to go back. So yeah, there's a conundrum. I've got a Caterpie. If it evolves into Metapod, can I only use Harden, or because I've raised it, can I use other things? It's a difficult one. I'll have to take the chance. I may only have two Pokemon to fight Brock with. Oh, Zach missed. Enemy Caterpie uses tackle. Takes down 2 health. Zach uses tackle. He's got a bit of his health. Enemy takes down 2 health. Man, Zach is not going to last long. Right, takes down to half health. Enemy can use string shots. Good. That's what I like to see. If I use seed shot and then change Pokemon, a leech seed with my poke face, then change back to Zach, will it kill Zach? Anyway, Zach's just over half health. Gain another 22 experience points. Go past his trainer, he's not going to fight me. I did get into another train battle. I know there's a 9 down there which I've already got. I did get into another train battle which I found in the forest on my way back through, which is really dramatic. But you guys will never see it. Ooh, Metapod. Is it level 5? Right, come on, Zach. Zach uses tackle. Man. I'm going to have to swap, aren't I? He uses Harden. This is tackle. Yeah, it's okay. I'll keep going. I think I can do this now. They're both level 5. Oh, that's really slow. This could be a long fight, guys. There we go. Well, he's finally hit orange. This is Harden. Defense rises. He uses tackle. Oh, there's almost nothing. He uses tackle. What is this? Harden? Nothing happens. Good, right, so it's run out of Harden, so I should do that same amount of damage each time. Oh, I reckon 7, maybe more tackles. Oh, that took a decent bit of chunk of its damage. A decent chunk of damage. Go on, learn to speak, Bill. Learn to speak. Good one, pass, right, he goes down to the red. He uses Harden, nothing happens. You can't get any harder. You can't get it up any harder. He uses tackle, and he uses happen. No. It's just a lot of tackling, a lot of hardening, and a lot of penis innuendo. So I'm going to tackle again. Oh, so close. Come on, this tackle. This tackle's got to take him down. Yes. Excellent. Taking 51 experience points. So I'm going to level 6. Puts him back in the green on 13 health. 10, 10, 10, 10, 8. Hardly worth the effort. Alright, keep going south. Have fights. Who are those starting? Another Metapod. Man, I can't be asked. Level 6 as well. I took ages. How many tackles was that? 15. Yeah, cool. Oh, I missed. Oh, Zach. Get me down, man. Right, stop this. Bring down Colin. Go, Colin. Use Harden again, so hopefully. Oh man! Critical hits, takes over half health. Excellent. No, that was a good decision to bring Colin into this. Have a quick attack. Da-dum! Didn't do as much damage. He is hardening. Use a quick attack again. Come on, crit. No such luck. Uses Harden. Come on, Colin, let's kill it before it runs out of its harden usage, right? Into the red. Uses harden. It still is working. Still hardening. Gotta use his quick attack. And it's dead! Level 6. Set game 30. Experience what it's coming in games 30. Good teamwork, guys. Good teamwork. Right, let's get out to a bit of fire. To another bit. Heading back north. And now west. East. Go east. Down these touchscreen controls. Head south. Going. Yes. Oh, no. That's it. Out the yes. No encounters. Cool. I don't know why I want no encounters. I want some encounters. Nobody wanted to fight me. Right, down again. Just douche wings. Rats, they may be small, but it's quite wicked. Did you get one? Yeah, I bloody did. You know, I think I made that joke already. Alright, where am I? Oh, this is, yes, this is, the thing above the city. Wild Pidgey appeared. Level 3. Zach! Yeah, Zach's level 6. He's got to be able to do it. Oh no, actually, Zach's weak against flying types. Uh-oh. Ah, that's fine. I should just be strong enough to survive at least one or two gusts. Tackle, I hope this will kill it. Uh-oh. Back into the red. Oh man, I don't want to lose one of my mons to a Pidgey. Set game 23. Let's get out of this bit of wood. There we go. Right, where's the poker centre? Where's this guy? Oh, I've had my coffee now and I feel great. Sure, you can go through. You in a hurry? Yes. Time is money, go along then. Ha! I've so lost. There we go. Green poker centre. Heal your Pokemon back to perfect health. Yes, please. Heal me up. Okay, we need your Pokemon. Man, I was hoping for a bit more action in this. I've only got one level. Pokemon are fighting fit. Hope to see you again. Don't go south. You're leaping forward. Going west. Ooh, water. I've only had a fishing rod. Oh, something to cut down. Man, there's so much stuff around here you can cut. I purposely don't let you do it. Here we go. This is where I failed to catch my rat. Suspicious. Oh, man, these controls. Oh, nothing there. That was a complete waste of time. So, if I keep going this way. Ah, there he is. Rich, there you go. You're going to the Pokemon League. Forget it. You probably don't have any badges. The guards won't let you through. By the way, did your Pokemon get any stronger? Bloody hope so, Rich. I bloody hope so. Ah, oh, what's he got? He's got two. Cool. He's only got two. So now Pidgey. Level 9 Pidgey. Right, Zach just really struggled against the level 3 Pidgey. I can't have Zach. I want to say, I've got to bring out Colin. Right. I've got to do a bit of damage first. Go, Colin. Sand attack? You. Aquasicle. Right, okay. Let's use Quick Attack. Oh, it's missed. Do the sand attack again. Oh, man. Oh. Jesus. How much damage is going to do? 15. Right. Come on, Colin. It's killed Colin. The Pidgey hit Colin with a critical hit. Colin fainted. My god, he's dead. Ah, oh. Sugar. Ah, oh. Oh my god. Right, no poke face, right, leech seed. First things first. Oh my god. I've got a potion in the bag. I can survive. Oh my god. Right, Pidgey used Sand Tank, it fails. My Leech Seed saps it. Pidgey used Sand Tank again. Sand Tank worked this time. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm being stuffed by this Pidgey. Right, Leech Seed gives me something else. Oh no. No, come on. Right, Leech Seed is currently keeping me in the game. Quick, tackle, come on. Cool, cool. Oh my god. It's like slowly coming down. Ah! How can this be? I'm gutted. Poor Colin. Oh god. 15. He's tackle. I need to kill the Pidgey and then somehow survive the Charmander. God, Leech Seed's just keeping me alive at the moment. Tackle. Oh, still alive. One more hit. Right, he uses Gust. Oh, it takes me under 3. Leech Seed. Takes me back up to 4. Enemy Pidgey fainted. So it gains 51 experience points. Zach Grizz level 7. Zach's dead. No, Zach's alive. 51 experience points. The Poofus Grizz level 10. Yes. Oh god, Pidgey's about to use Charmander. No. Oh, I can't believe I've lost Colin. Alright, it's only level 8. Oh my god. Right, I've got 2 potions. Oh, 26, not even quite full health. He's growl. He's fouled. I'm gonna leech seed him. Baby the attack. No. Oh. Leech seed, yes, get it. Growl. Which growls work? My defense. Oh, my attack falls. That's fine. Oh, I missed. Attack tends to fall, but I'm still leeching his health slow. Oh, I don't keep missing. Oh, this is so tense. Oh no, why the hell did I come back to this stupid fight? Right, I have got, yeah, I had 2 potions, didn't I? Oh my god. Oh my god, my poke face. Right, I'm glad I bloody leech seeded him, otherwise I wouldn't have been hitting him. Oh, come on. Yes. Actually hits him in the tackle. Scratch. He's down to 9, or leech up to 10. Oh, keeps missing. Scratch. Takes me down to 6. Oh, Leech Seed brings me back up to 7. I was on 10 then, wasn't I? So he had 6. Oh, he could critical hit me at some point. I'm going to use a potion. Oh, my god. Oh, growl again. That Leech Seed. Oh, my god. I can't believe Colin's dead. Huh? No, this isn't the time to use a town map. Kind of like trying to use a town map. Come on, kill it. Kill it. Tackle, yes. Oh, I did nothing. He's just growl again. Should I growl him? No, I'm fine. I'm nearly up to full health now, Leech Seed. Oh, God. Damn that bloody Pidgey. Thank God for Leech Seed. I'm back on full health. God, it keeps missing. Leech Seed is the only thing that's killing him. Yes, tackle. Ah, he puts it into the red. He uses growl, but nothing happens. Leech Seed. Saps just a tiny bit more health from it. Tackle. And he's dead. Critical here. Ah. Rich says I just lucked out. Oh man. Zach is evolving? No! Right. I don't think I have any choice. I have to evolve Zach into a butterfly. I had Pokely because many fucking minutes. I have to figure out how to get past him. You should quit dawdling. get a move on. Man. Oh, Rich. You bastard, Rich. That was such an epic failure. What do I do? Spiro. God, the Spiro's ugly looking. Right, let's test this out then. Fight. Tackle. Cool. I can still use that. Oh, no, Spiro super effective. What am I doing? I should swap some out. No, he didn't want to run. Oh, I don't think I'm there here, guys. Right. Oh my god. This was such a failure. I can't. Oh. I don't want this to end so soon. I've got at least 10 donations at this point. Like, thank you very much everyone for getting involved. But I feel like I should at least get to the point where I can catch 10 Pokemon before I fail this challenge. Oh my god. Oh wait, did that just heal Colin? It doesn't matter, I've got to release him. Where is he? Yeah, level 7 Colin. Oh man. Colin. My old buddy, my old pal. Hope you're enjoying your trip in America, mate. I don't even know how you do this. Professor Oak's PC? Perfect rating system. No. Bill's PC? Is that my PC? Or someone's PC? Item storage? No. Someone's PC. Access someone's PC. Access Pokemon storage system. Release. No, put it right. Deposit. Colin. Deposit. Release. Release Colin. Goodbye, Colin. You are my rat. You are my boy. Once Colin's gone, he's gone forever. He's dead. And that sound is Colin being released into the wild. Bye, Colin. Oh, he even says bye, Colin. Oh, man, I'm so upset. See ya. Log off. There you go, people. Zach, look, poke face. Ah. Oh. I'm so deflated. I'm so deflated. I mean, I'm just so deflated. I don't want to go on. Oh, right. Right. I've got Zach and with Pokeface. And Pokeface is level 10. Zach's level 7. I'm going to walk around this tiny bit of grass and get Zach up to level 1. No, oh, I need a ruined female. That would have been nice. Poison type. Go, Zach. God, is everything going to be strong against Zach in this area? Ignorance attack missed. Zach uses tackle. Zach missed. Oh, Zach. No, it does 2 damage on the tackle. That's fine. Oh, my God. He uses growl. My tackle. I use tackle. Man, Zach looks weird as a metapod sprite. Yeah, I like the way they sort of did the sprite, but they're a bit close up. They look weird. Critical hit. Nidoran's dead. Is that infinite focus experience points? Can I see how much it is to the next level? Is that asking for too much? Type 1 bug ID. 3000. I wonder what that's all about. Original trainer Bill. Oh, there we go. Level up. 121 XP to level up. So that's like 5 fights with these little Nidorins. I'll get him up 1 level. I wonder what level he evolves into a Butterfree. It must be fairly low. I mean, level 8 for a Metapod. And I should probably get an Ivysaur. Yeah, I should. What time does McPoke... Yeah, when does McPoke play? Like, oh, I just can't remember. It was like 18 years ago I played this bloody game. Another Nidoran female. God. I caught a bloody rat here and I killed it. I should have saved the rat. Then I could have replaced Colin. Oh, Colin. My attack falls. I use Tackle. Takes it down to just under half health. Uses Growl, but it fails. Zach uses Tackle. Takes it down to a smidge of his health. Uses Growl. Attack falls. Put it down a bit more. Maybe Viridian Forest would be a better place, actually. Considering there's like a lot of bird types I could face here in this little bit of grass in Route 22. I should go to Viridian Forest. There's only bug types there, so nothing's going to be too effective against that. And now that he is level 7, that's... 25 but I'll do a couple more fights here. Just because it seems like it's fairly easy pickings. Oh, Spiro. Again, I just had a level 3 Spiro against Zach, and it bloody done me in. I'm going to swap to my poke face. Come back, Zach. Go to my poke face. And Spiro uses Peck. Super effective. Just tackle it. I should have quite a bit of strength. I should do him fairly quickly. Oh! Yeah, I'll do him in two. Right. Yeah, this is not the bit of grass for me. This is not the grass you are looking for. Spiro fainted. Zach gained 12. My Poface gains 12. Yeah, I think the Spiros are too risky. Level 3 Spiro just could have devastated me. Right, let's go to the Poke Center in Viridian. Man, I've got to fight Brock with two Pokemon. I was complaining a minute ago that I had to compare it with three. Ah! Jesus. Where are you when I need you, man? Thank you, your Pokemon are fighting fit. I get to see you again.
Damn you! Don't see you again because it means I'm not fighting more.
Making innocent creatures battle to the death against each other.
Yeah, that's a great joke.
Oh, god damn it. Let's go to Viridian Forest. I hope I don't, like, run into a Pikachu or something. Argh. So gutted. Little Colin. A level 3 Colin. Who's Zach?
Okay, Zach.
Enemy rest uses Tail Whip. If it fails. Cool Whip. God, Zach, you're just not very strong. At least if I get him onto a Butterfree, I can eventually teach it Fly when I get it. And then I can fly on its beautiful back. It uses Tail Whip, but it fails. Oh, that works. My defense falls, but I hit it with a tackle, and the rat's dead. 24 experience points. Let's keep going. Another fight. Another rat. Another day. Another rat. Another four this time. I think it should give me more than 24 experience points. He uses tackle. Zach uses tackle. Alright, I'm on 19 out of 25 health. Enemy rat uses tail whip. My defense falls. I use tackle. I'm taking just around half health. Enemy rat uses tail whip again. My defense falls. I use tackle. Take it down. I use tail whip again. I doubt he'll survive this tackle. And he's dead. Man. Can I buy potions in the Pokemon in the next place? I hope I can. I need potions. I've used up all my potions. Oh my god. I came here with some friends. They're at Pokemon fights. Bastards. Let's get to Brock's side of town. I walk through. I'm in the long grass, just making sure I get to the fights, but I'm going to go to Brock's side and try and fight from there. Old Catsby appears, level 4. Go Zach. Looks like Zach lets us a little Catsby. Happy uses tackle, but it misses. Useless. I use tackle, takes them back for himself. Uses string shots. So my speed falls. Yeah, I think this is a better place to grind. At least they're not like hurting my defense and my attack. So I can slowly tackle them down. And they're only going to slow me down. Because it's worrying when a Ratty uses his tail whip over and over again, because you wonder how far your defence is falling. I'm down to 13 health with Zach, and it kills this level 4 Catby. Right, got 30 experience points. Zach reached level 8. Yes. Back onto 15 health. If I can probably squeeze out another little couple of fights with Zach before I switch to my poke face. Metapod. Metapod versus Metapod. Level 4 Metapod. Go, Zach. Okay, so this is an interesting comparison. Zach is his tackle. Yeah, so. Just had a fight with a level 4 Caterpie, and now I'm going to fight level 4 Metapod. I got 30 experience points for beating the Caterpie, so I wonder how much experience points I'll get for defeating the Metapod. If it's the same, or do I get more because it's an evolved form? Science in action, people. It's using Harden, but I'm slowly eking its health down. It's now into the red. It uses Harden again. Metapod's defense rises. Use his tackle. Oh, smidges left. Maybe one, two tackles left. Tackle. Oh, still alive. He's hardened. Nothing happens. Use his tackle. And it dies. Yes, it's dead. Metapod fainted. Zach gained 41 experience points. Yeah. An extra 11 experience points. Just fighting its evolved form. Alright, let's keep going. I think we can get a few more. At least another fight out of him. More Metapods, please. Or Kakunas? Can I fight Kakunas here, or is that just Pokemon Red? Is Caterpie exclusive to Blue? It's looking like it. Level 3 Caterpie. Level 8 Zach. Go Zach! Oh! Yes, see this is looking bad now. Zach's beginning to do like nearly half health damage on these things. Yes. Just under a quarter left. His tackle keeps failing, which is really nice. And there you go, 3 hits instead. 22 experience points. Man, Collin would have been great against these bug types. I should have leveled up Collin more. I should have leveled him up more. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Damn, another Caterpie. Wild Caterpie appears. Go Zach! Zach uses tackle. Enemy Caterpie uses string shot. Speed falls. See, I'm not too worried about speed falls. Speed falls again. Use tackle. Level 4. I think this can take 4 tackles. I reckon he's going to smidge your health head. Oh, he hit me. He took 1 damage. Yeah, another tackle. Kill it. Use a string shot again. It's making me even slower. But, you know, it's 1-1, so why make me even slower once you're already faster than me? No logic. Gabby faints. 30 experience points. And off I go. Continue in my journey. Alright, cool. I'm in the last patch of grass. I get to the gym. Well, to the Pokemon, save and come back. Save. Not another 5 minutes. A few more. So, ooh, a level 6 Metapod. So, yeah, this last patch of grass just seems to fight harder enemies, like just slightly higher level enemies. Keeps using Harden. I'm going to keep using Tackle. I'm not going to swap from my Pokeface. I'm going to see how much experience of points I get for this. So what was it? I got 41 for a level of 4. So hopefully I should get a nice chunk here. Maybe 50? 60? Love 60 experience points. Keep choosing Harden. I keep using Tackle. Man, it's going to take longer than I've got no PP left. I've got no PP left for Tackle and I've got no other moves. I'm going to have to swap. Bugger. Alright, well, at least it only halves the XP. I'm at Pugface. Use his Harden, nothing happens. Right, so it's as hard as it can get. Oh man, that did bugger all damage as well. Let's use my noggin here. Tackle is doing very little damage. If I use Leech Seed, I know I don't need the health, but it's been seeded. Use his Harden, nothing happens. Leech Seed is going to hit it for extra damage, so I get 2 hits per turn. Oh, critical hit. Downing one. Well, not downing one. 30 for us, so 60. Zach's gaining 30. My Pokeface gains 30. Look, Pokeface grows to level 11. Getting sunshine. I need you from Venusaur. Yep, right. Coming out of the forest. there's no point. I've got no PP left. Oh my god. A little bit. Let's get this big patch of grass here.
A pitch.
Well, pitchy. Level 4. Go Zach. That was pointless. Zach's got no PP. Switch from a poke face. Go with poke face. Okay, I've clearly underestimated this challenge. the shock of Colin's death is now moving on. Man, I just can't believe it. I obviously need to be more careful.
I mean, these are the early stages, and it's pretty much, you know,
I've obviously got my grass type. I've got my grass type with poke face. I had a normal type Rattata and my flying type Pidgey. The flying type Pidgeys seem to be quite effective against him. Ah! We heal your Pokemon back to perfect health. Okay, we need to heal your Pokemon. Thank you, your Pokemon are fighting fit. Hope to see you again.
Colin!
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I'm not going to fight in that patch of grass because it's just too risky. I want to fight everything. This bit here, this bit of grass is good. Decent levels, decent experience points. I say decent, I mean, it's a level 3 Caterpillar. Level 4, yeah. But there's nothing here. The bug types aren't dangerous. That's why I want to fight here. Use your string shot, but it fails. Zach uses tackle. Takes down a good chunk of his health. Use your string shot. I mean, I don't know. Should I get... Oh, it's going to be a long old grind, but I think I should get poke face kicked in. I think that's my safety margin. It's a game 30. Alright, let's see how far Zach's got to go. Forty-seven to level nine. So I should be able to do that in like 1 or 2 fights. Okay, this isn't too bad. Not taking too long. Messpod, high level. Please be high level. 4. I get 41 experience points. So yeah, another fight after this. Zach will go to level 9. Hopefully he'll learn another move. He's only got 3 of them. But it'll be harder. Metapod uses Harden, Zach tackles it, takes over half health. Metapod uses Harden again, defense rises. Zach uses tackle. Then just over quarter of his health. I reckon a few more tackles and he'll be dead. Ah, listeners, viewers, people in general, people of the world, the universe. Today we mourn our good friend Colin. The Rattata. We never even got to be eradicated. Oh. Sad, sad time. Yep, I fainted. That means 41 experience points. Just keep to this little patch because I've got no potions. I've got nothing. I've somehow survived Brock's Dream. I think. Well, I can at least level up fighting the trainers. And Bulbasaur is effective. McPokeface will be effective against rock types. And I can fight his whatever minions are in his gym. And, oh come on, give me an encounter. So I can fight his minions in his gym, level up, and I can come out and go to the Poke Center. Hopefully, if I can get McPokeface to be an Ivysaur, or at least level 15, and go in with full health and full PP, I should have a chance. Kakuna! Of course, what am I talking about? Bloody exclusive to Red. An idiot. I just seem to have a higher catch rate, encounter rate for the other ones. Yeah, so Kakuna's going to harden. Oh, it's level 4 as well, so not much, but at least I'll get Zach up to 9. Zach takes it into the yellow, but it looks just slightly above half health. Oh, critical hit takes it right down to the red. Yes, that's what you need with these bloody defensive battles. Zach, you missed. Sitting there doing nothing. You missed it. Zach tackles. Oh, just one little smidge of health left. Another one to kill it. And it goes down, fainted, 40 experience points. Zachary's level 9. Well, at least we're grinding Zach nicely. Oh man, what time is it? I should finish up. Let's see, how far is... Well, Pokeface only just leveled up, didn't he? Oh, lovely picture. Oh, so he's nearly 200 XP from a level up. And he... Zach's nearly... Oof. 237 XP away from level up. Oh, man. All right. Let's be sensible. I'll go back to Pewter. I mean, isn't Zach going to learn any more bloody moves? A random encounter. Pidgey. See how this is. Ooh, level 5 Pidgey. See how Zach handles it. Use sand attack, but it fails. Good tackle. Sends about half health. Uses sand attack. Actually fell. Uses tackle. Still hits. Not that inaccurate then. Uses gust. So 27, and I go down to 24. That's okay. It's okay. Level 9. I'm safe against this Pidgey. And it's dead. New Pidgey fainted. 39 experience points. Right, so I basically got 200 experience points each to level them up. Alright, I was talking about level 15s, but I think one more level each, and then we'll go back. Then we'll go into the gym, and we'll practice from there. See you again. Alright, and on that note, for listeners, I hope to see you all again soon too. I can't believe it. Yes, save the game, yes. 0 badges for my Pokédex, because I've evolved my Metapod. Evolve Zach. Time 1 hour 40. 1 hour 40? Wow. I am not doing good. We'll save the game. And I'm going to call it a game. A game. Oh. Listeners. Colin. My friend Colin. And your wife, Ruby, who sponsored me. I'm so sorry. I was irresponsible. I should have swapped from a Pokeface sooner. But I didn't. And now you're dead. So sorry. I'll see you next time, listeners. Goodbye.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The After what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week, we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG-related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.